Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the quiet crises of our time is not exhaustion or anxiety, but it's imagination collapse. Sociologists have been writing about it for years. When the world feels unstable, people stop imagining tomorrow. We shrink our dreams, we lower our expectations, we brace for impact instead of reaching for possibility. A recent article described it like this: people aren't afraid of the future, they just can't picture one anymore. And into that cultural fog, Jesus makes a startling claim. Behold, I make all things new. Not you must make everything new. Not try harder to fix the world. Not imagine a better future on your own. God says, I am doing something that you cannot even imagine, and I'm doing it now. Revelation is not just a promise, it's an invitation to recover our imagination. And today we need to name something gently, truthfully, and with love. Congregations lose imagination too. And I think if we're honest, ours has felt that too. Not because we lack faith, not because we lack love, not because we lack history or depth or beauty, but because the last decade has been heavy. We've weathered change. We've said goodbye to people we loved. We've carried grief that never got spoken aloud. We've watched attendance shrink and energy thin. We've tried to do more with less. We've wondered what the future holds. And slowly, without noticing, our imagination has tightened. We've stopped dreaming big dreams. We've stopped asking bold questions. We've stopped imagining what God might still do here. We started thinking of survival instead of possibility. Not because we're faithless, but because we're tired. And tired communities don't imagine. They brace. But Revelation 21 is God interrupting our brace with a different word. Look, I am making all things new. Not look, you must make it new. Not you must return to what you once were. Not you must rebuild the past. Look at me. I am doing something new. Can you not perceive it? This is not nostalgia. This is not a call to frantic activity. This is not a call to rebuild the 1990s. This is a call to recover imagination. To believe that God has a future for us that is not just an extension of our past. To believe that our best days are not behind us. To believe that renewal is not a fantasy, it is God's speciality. To believe that the Spirit is not done with Pilgrim, not by a long shot. To believe that new life can grow in old soil. And maybe, just maybe, God is inviting us to imagine again. In Revelation 21, if you read the whole five verses, what John sees, he was given a revelation. He sees a new heaven, a new earth, a new city, a new closeness with God, a new reality where tears and pain and death are no more. And then God speaks, "Look, I am making all things new." This is not a metaphor. This is not a symbolic upgrade. This is a deep renovation of reality. Most of us think that God works like a repair shop, patching, mending, adjusting, tightening. But Revelation reveals something far more radical. God is not restoring the old world, he is birthing a new one. This is not renovation, this is resurrection. After the 2011 earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, the city centre was devastated. Buildings were gone, streets cracked, landmarks erased. But instead of simply rebuilding what was lost, the city did something bold. They reimagined themselves. Pop-up libraries in shipping containers, outdoor art galleries on empty lots, a cardboard cathedral, community gardens where office towers once stood. A journalist wrote, "Christchurch didn't rebuild, it reimagined." Revelation 21 is God doing this on a cosmic scale. Not rebuilding the old world, reimagining creation itself. Neuroscience tells us that the brain is wired toward the future it expects. If you expect decline, you live defensively. If you expect disappointment, you stop trying. If you expect nothing, you become numb. But if you expect renewal, if you believe that God is indeed making all things new, your posture changes. You become courageous. You become generous. You become hopeful. You become open to new things. Revelation 21 is not just information for us to absorb. It is formation. After a bushfire, ecologists noticed something fascinating. The first plants to return didn't grow randomly. They grew in patterns, circles, spirals, clusters, as if the land itself had remembered how to heal. Creation has renewal written in its DNA. Revelation is saying, what you see in nature is a whisper of what God will do with the whole world and with us. He will make it new again. He will let it breathe again. He will help it to imagine again, because he is making it new. A tech journalist once wrote about a company trying to fix an outdated system by adding patches, uploads, and updates. Eventually, the engineers admitted, "We can't fix this. We need a new operating system." Humanity doesn't just need a patch job. Creation doesn't need an update. We need a new operating system. And Revelation 21 is God installing it. The Desert Fathers believe that renewal begins not with circumstances, but with inner imagination. One monk wrote, "The world is renewed when the heart is renewed." Revelation 21 is not just about the world to come, a new heaven and a new earth. It is about what God is forming in you right now, making you new, because you are part of his new creation. What does this mean for us today? A new future begins with a new imagination. Where have you stopped imagining? Where have you settled? Where have you assumed that nothing can change? Second, a new future begins with new practices. Every act of forgiveness, generosity, and courage, and hospitality is a seed of a world that God is making. Third, a new future begins with a new trust. You don't have to make everything new. God is already doing it. You simply need to join him in his work. Four, a new future begins with a new identity. You are not defined by your old story. You are part of his new creation story, and so is this congregation. Revelation 21 is not a distant horizon. It's a doorway opening now. Every time you choose hope over fear, the future breaks in. Every time you choose love over bitterness, the future breaks in. Every time you choose courage over comfort, the future breaks in. Every time you choose generosity over scarcity, the future breaks in. God is making everything new. Not eventually, not theoretically, now. And the future begins in the people who dare to imagine it. Look, I am making all things new. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen. Our next song is also our creed for today, and it leads us into the following weeks, where the next 3 weeks we're going to be looking in our sermon series at the Apostles' Creed. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so this next song, while we give our offerings, is also a good way to set our minds on the future, which is what we are doing next week.
Savior, I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one, I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I judge and our defender, suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Let's come before our God as our Father who loves us and ask for all that we need through Jesus in his Son, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Holy God, you are the one who makes all things new. You speak light into darkness, hope into despair, courage into fear, and imagination into places that have forgotten how to dream. We adore you for your faithfulness throughout every season, for your mercy that meets us each morning, and for your promise that the future is held in your hands. Renew our hearts as we worship you. Lord, in your mercy. God of the whole church, we pray for your people across the world, for communities gathering in joy, for communities gathering in danger, for communities who gather with questions and longing. Strengthen your church wherever it is tired. Revive imagination where it has collapsed. Fill your people with the courage to love, to serve, and to the witness to the hope of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. God of Pilgrim, you know our story, the beauty, the grief, the change, the faithfulness, the weariness, and the hope. You know the things we celebrate and the things we carry quietly. Breathe new imagination into us. Help us to see what you see. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are sick, grieving, anxious, or in special need, for those awaiting test results, for those recovering from surgery, for those living with chronic pain, for those whose mental health feels fragile, for those who feel forgotten. Surround them with your healing presence. We especially name before you those from our own community, Lloyd and Merle, Mary, Nathan, Terry and Joy, Rose, Cheryl, David and Pat, Katrina, Hayden, Lynn and Rachel, Hank, Alona and Christian. Hold each one of these people in your gentle care. Lord, in your mercy. Jesus Christ, as we come to this table, prepare our hearts to receive what we cannot earn and do not deserve. Your forgiveness, your presence, your life. Let this meal be a foretaste of the new creation you are bringing. Renew our imagination as we eat this bread and drink this cup. Make us one body, one people, one hope in you. Lord, in your mercy. God, who makes all things new, send us out with renewed imagination, with courage to love, with eyes open to your future, with hearts ready to join the work you are already doing in our midst. Let our lives become signs of your new creation, breaking into the world. In Jesus' name we pray. People of God, we come to a time of honesty, not to shame ourselves, not to rehearse our failures, but to open our lives to the one who makes all things new. When imagination collapses, when hope thins, when fear tightens our world, God does not turn away. God invites us to bring the truth of our lives into the light of his grace. So let us come with what is heavy, what is hidden, what is unfinished, trusting the promise spoken in Revelation 21. Look, I am making all things new. Let us confess our sins to God. God of mercy and new beginnings, we confess that we have lived with small imaginations. We have expected too little from you and too little from ourselves. We have settled for survival instead of trusting your renewal. We confess the way fears have shaped our choices, the way disappointment has closed our hearts, the way weariness has narrowed our vision. We confess the moments we turned inward when you were calling us outward, and the moments we clung to the past when you were inviting us into your future. Forgive us, lift our eyes, renew our imagination, make us open again to your Spirit, who is making all things new, including us, in Jesus' name. Hear the good news. The one who sits on the throne says, look, I am making everything new. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Your past is not your prison. Your story is not stuck. Your life is held in grace, and God is already at work renewing you from the inside out. So walk in freedom, live in hope, and let your imagination rise again in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. People of God, as we come to this table, we remember who God is and what God is doing in the world. God is the one who brings light out of darkness, hope out of despair, a new creation out of what we thought was finished. God is the one who meets us in Jesus, healing, forgiving, restoring, opening a future wider than our imagination. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, Lord God, Holy Father, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so with angels and with archangels, with all the company of heaven, we adore and praise your glorious name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
You may be seated, and I invite the stewards to come forward. Strong in body and soul to life eternal, go in peace. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for meeting us in this meal of grace. Thank you for forgiveness, for renewed hope, and for the promise that you are making all things new. As we rise from this table, strengthen us in faith, send us in love, and shape us into signs of your new creation in the world you are renewing. Amen. May the God who makes all things new renew your courage, your hope, restore your courage and awaken your imagination. May Christ go before you into every tomorrow, opening doors that you cannot yet see and carrying what you cannot carry alone. And may the Spirit breathe new life into your steps, new strength into your hands, and new joy into your days. Go in peace into God's new future.
Amen.
We sing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to McGill this morning. It's lovely to see so many of you here, and I'm sure many of you would have really enjoyed the rain that was such a blessing to us yesterday and today. I don't have many things to mention to you today. Thank you to Pastor Mark for your introduction to the new series starting as well. You will find more information about the new sermon series starting on May the 10th on page 4 in your bulletins. Again, and as another reminder, and I will be saying this all the way up to the AGM, the AGM is on Sunday the 24th of May at 9 a.m, followed by a combined service with the deaf. So please make sure you have that date written down in your diaries, as we do need to reach quorum to be able to hold the AGM. You will also see on page number 5 that on Sunday the 17th of May at 2 p.m, there is a concert performed by Lee Newton and Martin Ryder, who have performed across Australia with singing, songwriting, piano and guitar. His Christmas in the Scrub album is one of his more popular works. Tickets are $25, and you can find more information on page 5 if you do wish to attend. Other than that, I believe that's all that I have for today. Could you please join us for coffee in the hall, and Pastor will greet at the door. Thank you.